Heavenly Father, it is good to give thanks to you, Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us today as we open up your word and spend this time together in the presence of Jehovah Sabaoth in prayer. Direct us into the depths of your love, Lord, and into the knowledge of your power and your strength. You are our mighty shield and sword, Lord of hosts. It's in your worthy and wonderful name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, good morning, warriors. It's good to see you all. And everyone on the West Coast as well and joining us in between. It's just a joy to be able to unite our hearts in Jesus' love and just stretch our arms across this nation and blanket in prayer from coast to coast under this banner of this wonderful, mighty, militant name of our Lord, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He's the gracious and compassionate Lord who forgives our sins and he fights our battles for us. And he wars for us so that he can bring us into the fullness of his love, to bring us into deepening intimacy with himself. And so my prayer is during these 21 days that we would make the most of this opportunity as we're uniting our hearts from coast to coast and spend that time with the one our heart loves and receive really all that he purposes for us in this season, that he wants to do in us and through us. During our times of prayer each day, we're following the acrostic acts, which means adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. So in the morning, we approach our gracious Lord with reverence and awe, and we adore him, we worship him, his wonderful name. At noon, we come together and just lay our hearts bare before him, asking him to search our hearts and to purify us. Show us where we need to repent and to stand in the gap on behalf of the church and our nation. And then in the evenings, that's for a time of thanksgiving, coming before the Lord with gratitude and submitting our requests to him with supplication and petition. And, you know, our Lord wants to give the best of himself for us. And so we come before him in the mornings to give the best of ourselves to him in adoration. And this morning, in our devotional, we were looking at the story of Elisha. It's a great story in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 18. We see that Elisha had eyes of faith. He could see things a little bit different than his servant could. If you remember, the servant, all he could see through his natural eyes was this massive Syrian army coming against them. They were being surrounded. But Elisha had eyesight of faith to be able to see the greater army of God that was around them. Elisha had seen that army once before. If you remember in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, this is when he walked with Elijah. It says, then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up into a whirlwind into heaven. So Elisha, he got an opportunity to see spiritual realities, and that's what he wanted to teach his servant on this particular day when they were surrounded by a human army. You know, when we're able to see through eyes of faith like Elisha, we aren't going to have fear in our hearts like his servant did. He was very fearful, wanted to know what they should do. But if we have that eye of faith, we can walk in the midst of whatever battle or trial or chaotic season that we're going through with a sense of calm and a sense of peace. Elijah had this quiet serenity about him, Elisha did. And so he was able to teach a lesson to his servant and to us as well. You know, we're all born spiritually blind. Our natural birth, because of the fall of man, we cannot see properly as we should. And we can't discern spiritual things. 1 Corinthians 2:14 tells us that the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. And he is not able to understand them because they're spiritually discerned. So being a good teacher, Elisha, He wanted his student to grow spiritually minded, spiritually mature. And so the first and best thing that he did for his student, and the first and best thing we can do, is pray. He prayed for him. He said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And once our eyes are open to see God, then we begin to see him everywhere. The natural person walks around and doesn't see God anywhere. The believer who has spiritual eyes sees him everywhere. You know, Romans 1 says that for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And still man walks in his folly, not able to see the things of God. It's a great tragedy of life to have your eyes closed to the wonderful light of Jesus, to stumble around the dark, to grope around the dark, to not be able to see his beauty, to not have the knowledge of his infinite love and worth, to not be able to grasp his majesty. It's a horrible thing to grope around in the dark and without the light of Christ. It's a poor and miserable and dangerous place to be. And that's why we must pray for them. We must pray for all people to have their eyes open to see the beauty of what we see in our Lord. And because they're in the dark, because they can't see spiritual things, because they can't see their own sin, they don't even know they have a need for God, a need for the Savior, where there is true life, true wealth, true riches, true happiness. They're searching it in a world that can never give that to them. So we pray. But we know that it's only God who can open the eyes of the blind. It is a divine work. And so we must rely on the Holy Spirit and pray in accordance to that. Elisha gave his servant the greatest gift he could give them, him when he prayed that his eyes would be open to see spiritual realities all around him. It's the greatest gift we can give anybody. That's why we're here to pray. The Lord knows that. If we join him in his intercession, we can release these blessings upon people and send forth the Holy Spirit to open eyes like he opened ours, that they can see the beauty of the Lord. And we're going to do that later today and during our noon hour and our evening hour. We're going to pray. But this morning, we are just going to lift up our hearts in praise to the one who's opened our eyes to see him seated on the throne, high and lifted up like Isaiah saw him in all of his beauty and his majesty, and worship him with our hearts full of love and adoration for him. And we're so blessed to have our eyes open to behold the beauty of holiness. It's the most glorious gift any human can receive. We get to walk about our days basking in the light of his glory and his grace, to know the smile of our Father's face shining upon us with delight, to be bathed in the light of his grace and adorned with the rich robes of his salvation, righteousness, and to be wrapped in a garment of praise. So let's grab hold of that garment of praise that he's given us instead of a spirit of despair, and worship him this morning. Lift up his name. Fill the atmosphere with his praise. We want this whole world flooded in that. So this morning we're going to praise God for who he is. He's worthy of our praise. Let's lift up his character, his attributes. Let's go before him and lift up his wonderful name. And again, if you want to come up here and kneel at the altar and pray, or if you want to come and speak into the microphone there or from your own seats, wherever you're at, and those who are online, use the silent times to listen to your Father's heart speaking love over you this morning. He's giving us the best of himself when he calls us into his presence like this. So let's give him the best of us. And then fill the sanctuary at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and other places, other sanctuaries, and prayer closets with your praise. Lift up your voices and praise him. He is worthy. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves righteousness. The Lord watches over the stranger, the fatherless, the widow. O Lord, we ask that you would send out your light and your truth. Let them lead us. Let us them bring us to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. And then we will go to the altar of God, to God our exceeding joy. And on the harp we will praise you, O God. O God, our God. We're before you with our hearts full of joy this morning. And by your grace you prepared the way for us that we may worship you in the beauty of holiness. You have opened our blinded eyes to see you in all of your glory and majesty. Unite our hearts with yours this morning. Fill our lips with your praise. We meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Lord, all your works shall praise you, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Lord, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in your holy mountain. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Be exalted this morning all across this land. Let everyone hear your praise. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. We love you. Give to the Lord, you mighty ones. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, and talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength.
Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress.
Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. I will extol you, my God, my King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. We praise your holy name, Lord. We lift our hearts in praise to you. We magnify you, Lord. You are worthy of our praise. God, you are the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, immutable, sovereign, all-wise, all-loving, forgiving, long-suffering, gracious, compassionate, tender, merciful, mighty, glorious, powerful King. God, we worship you in the beauty of your majesty.
Lord God, we praise you, Lord Jesus, because your love endures forever. You have unfailing love, God. It means your love does not fail. It is everlasting to everlasting. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that there will not be day and night in their season, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, nor the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the descendants of David, my servant, and the Levites who minister to me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, have you not considered what these people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord has chosen, he has also cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, as if they should do no more, if they should no more be a nation before them. Thus says the Lord, if my covenant is not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will cast away the descendants of Jacob and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his descendants to be rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captives to return and will have mercy on them. Oh, Lord God, we pray to the God of Israel because you are the covenant-keeping God. You are the God that does not cast off and give up on his people. We praise you, God, because that shows that you will not give up on us. We praise you, Lord God, because your mercy endures forever. God, turn our hearts, God, towards your people, Lord Jesus. May we have your heart for the nation of Israel, God. May there not be any pride in our hearts thinking that somehow the new covenant believers are somehow special. We are nothing but grafted in. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, because you are that covenant-keeping God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Psalms 90, verse 14. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. God, I thank you that we can come before you and you hear our prayers. I thank you that you are true, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would have eyes to see you and ears to hear you, God. Lord, you came to make a way for us. Lord, we are not too far from you, and I thank you, God, that you come to those that some may think are hopeless and lost, God, but you come to them. Lord, you came to the woman at the well. You saw her bitterness. You saw her disappointment. And you offered her something that we can't get from this world. You are the living waters. We thank you, God, for your goodness.
Oh, come, let us sing to the rock. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hand formed the dry ground. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes out before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Let all who be put to shame, who serve carved images, who boast of idols, worship him, all you gods. For you, Lord, are the most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his name. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name.
Psalms 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of your holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings in the council of the holy ones? God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you.
Behold, my servant who I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastland shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, and that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. Give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. Praise the Lord.
the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. My Savior, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you shall show yourself blameless. With the pure, you shall show yourself pure. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged the path under me so my feet did not slip. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation to his king and shows mercy to his anointed. We praise your glorious name.
God, I thank you that your thoughts are not my thoughts, or your ways my ways. Lord, as the heavens are higher than the earth, Lord, your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts than our thoughts. Father, I thank you that you have revealed your power to us in your word. Father, you asked your servant Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened, or who laid its cornerstones? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors? when it burst forth and issued from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come, but no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? It takes on form like clay under a seal and stands out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld and the upraised arm is broken. Have you entered the springs of the sea, or have you walked in search of the depths? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all of this. Where is the way to the dwelling of light? And darkness, where is its place, that you may take to its territory, that you may know the path to its home? Do you know it because you were born then, or because the number of your days is great? Have you entered the treasury of snow, or have you seen the treasury of hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? By what way is light diffused, or the east wind scattered over the earth? Who has divided a channel for the overflowing water, or a path for the thunderbolt to cause it to rain on a land where there is no one, a wilderness in which there is no man, to satisfy the desolate waste and cause to spring forth the growth of tender grass? Has the rain a father, or who has begotten the drops of dew, from whose womb comes the ice and the frost of heaven? Who gives it birth? The water hardens like stone, and the surface of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the cluster of the Pleiades or loose the belt of Orion? Can you bring out Maseroth in its season, or can you guide the Great Bear with its cubs? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you set their dominion over the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds that an abundance of water may cover you? Can you send out lightnings that they may go and say to you, here we are? Who has put wisdom in the mind, or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can pour out the bottles of heaven when the dust hardens in clumps and the clods cling together? And Father, this is just scratching the surface of your power. So Father, we just praise you, Father, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, in the midst of everything that you've done, Lord, we just lift up your name and give all glory and power to you.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the heavens. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We praise your holy and glorious and marvelous name, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Go out and be blessed in the joy of the Lord today, singing his praises and delighting in his favor. He loves you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.